أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونبئهم عن ضيف إبراهيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the muttaqeen, and Allah described for us the gardens and the other pleasures and bounties that they will enjoy in Akhirah. In the next few ayat, commencing with ayah number 51 of Surah Al-Hijr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us of an incident that we have discussed previously regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam and the group of angels who were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the people of Lut alayhi salam, while en route to the community of Lut alayhi salam, Allah instructed these angels to stop over at the home of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they were to convey a message to him from Allah Azza wa Jal. So elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how they came to the home of Ibrahim in human form, and these were the main angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, the archangels that were commissioned with this task on that occasion. And they came to the home of Ibrahim, and initially he took them to be human beings, and Ibrahim alayhi salam invited them in the home, and he asked his wife to prepare a dish for them. When he presented the dish to them, he realized that they were not eating the food, and that's when he became fearful of them and he became afraid, and that is when they disclosed their true identity. So Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nabbi'hum, inform them, tell them, an dayfi Ibrahim, about the guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Idh dakhalu alayhi, when they entered upon him, faqalu salama, they said, peace be upon you. The greeting of Islam, and the greeting that Allah chose, not only for this ummah, but for the previous ummahs as well. In fact, the angels, they greet one another with the words of As-Salam. So the first thing they did when they entered the home, and an etiquette for us to learn as guests, when we enter the home, first thing we do is greet with As-Salamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh. So they said to him, Salam and peace be upon you. Qal, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Inna minkum wajilun, we are fearful of you. We are afraid of you. This was, of course, after he presented the food to them and they did not partake. He saw their hands were not reaching out to the food. So what did he say to them? We are apprehensive and fearful of all of you who have come into my home. قَالُوا لَا تَوِجَلُ. They said, do not be fearful. Do not be scared. Do not be afraid. إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. Indeed, we give you the good news of a knowledgeable son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to give you the good news of a knowledgeable son. You will be blessed with a son, and his attribute over here is alim, knowledgeable. Elsewhere, his attribute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave as halim, tolerant. So, a knowledgeable son will be blessed to you. And remember, this is now, Ibrahim alayhi salam is quite advanced in age, extremely old man, and he is given this good news. He could not father a child with his wife Sarah. By now he had his son Ismail, but Ismail alayhi salam was from Hajar. As far as Sarah is concerned, his first wife, he did not have any children from her. She could not conceive. She was barren, and you find that he was also of extreme old age. قال Ibrahim alayhi salam was surprised at this. He says, أَبَشَّرْتُمُونِي عَلَىٰ أَمَّسَّنِيَ الْكِبْرُ عَلَىٰ أَمَّسَّنِيَ الْكِبَرُ. Are you giving me the good news despite old age befalling me? Old age has befallen me. Old age, kibar, kibar means old age, has taken over, and you are giving me this good news. فَبِمَ تُمَشِّرُونَ. What good news are you actually giving me? What is this good news? قَالُوا بَشَّرْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ. They said, O Ibrahim, We have given you good news of a fact. It is a fact. It is haq. It is a truth. It is going to happen, and we are simply conveying the message to you. And then they tell Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِقِينَ. Do not ever be from amongst those who give up hope, who lose hope. Sometimes we are making dua, you're making dua, and you want something. Acceptance of dua by Allah is an expression of Allah's mercy. You must understand this. If Allah answered your dua, it is not because you are entitled to what you ask for. Answering of Allah's dua in whatever form is an expression of Allah's mercy. So that's why the advice that they give, فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِقِينَ. Don't ever be from those who give up and lose hope in the mercy of Allah. لَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْقَانِقِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he heard this, he says, قَالْ وَمَنْ يَقْنَتُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ رَبِّهِ. And who is the one who will ever give up hope and become despondent in the mercy of his Rabb? إِلَّا الضَّالُونَ. Except those who have lost the way, those who have gone astray, those are people who give up hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. قال, and then Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him, fine, I acknowledge the good news, I appreciate the good news, but he asked them, فَمَا خَطْبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. But what is your main mission? This is not the main mission. I know you are on some mission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all of you for a particular mission. What is the main mission, O you who have been sent? Why have you been sent? قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ. O Ibrahim, we have been sent to a sinful nation. We are actually on our way. The main objective and reason, mission, why we have come down is we are on our way to a sinful community, a sinful nation. إِلَّا آلَ لُوتٍ. Except the family of Lut alayhi salam. Now we know what that community was guilty of and the crime that they had committed. The people in the community of Lut alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to them as a sinful nation, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us, the angels are saying, to destroy the entire community except the family of Lut. Inna lamunajjuhum ajma'in. We shall certainly rescue and save all of them. That is his entire family. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ. Except his wife. Previously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also spoke of this. His wife. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ. Except the wife of Lut. إِنَّهَا لَمِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ. Certainly she shall be from amongst those who will remain behind. Meaning she will remain behind. When Lut alayhi salam and his family will leave the community, escaping the punishment of Allah, she will remain behind in the community, and she too will suffer the punishment that is to befall them. And Allah grant us.